Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
Fuck, I'm bleeding.
What?
It's alright, keep going. And you're listening to BattleBots. Today we are covering episodes 13 and 14 of BattleBots 5.0.
You okay?
Yeah, I think I scratched something and I just turned around and my hand is like dripping blood. And I was like, huh. Well.
Holy.
I'll live. The things I do for this podcast, you can't say that I have not bled for this podcast now.
I mean, you've certainly taken more damage than Isle of Robot does in our opening contest.
Indeed. As our opening contest today.
In the lightweight round of 16.
It's a boy, Tentamushi. And he's against kind of her other boy, Dr. Inferno Jr.
Yep, so we get the shopping channel introductions. Carmen Electra goes, way! Whilst Carmen Electra tries to do the M&S voice and fails spectacularly.
This is not just BattleBots. This is M&S BattleBots.
Yep.
So, Tentamushi, I believe this is 8.0?
It is indeed 8.0.
So, at this point, the glaring change that I can see of Tentamushi is it has a saw on the back of the robot as opposed to under the hood.
Yeah, not that it uses it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it works.
Yeah.
So a lot of this match is just Tentamushi just going, oh, and then trying to swallow up Dr. Inferno. And then when Dr. Inferno's under the hood, it's like, haha, now I have all the momentum.
Yeah, it is. It's quite brutal to watch.
But nothing as brutal as the point where Dr. Inferno Jr. gets Tentamushi under the hammer, and so the pulverizer comes down and smashes the ladybug lid, so the ladybug lid is like all breaking apart.
Yeah.
There is a couple attempts in this match, though, where Tentamushi was so goddamn close at flipping.
Oh yeah, it's trying to pull over Dr. Inferno Jr. And apparently it does pull an eye out.
Yeah. At the end of the fight, they swapped trinkets. Tentamushi gave Team Dr. Inferno Jr. an antenna, and so Dr. Inferno gave his eyes away.
Yep.
The end of the fight was pretty fun in a way, because they just ended up getting into a deathlock where both of them were propped up at such an angle that neither of them could move. So like the last 10 seconds were just the two of them propped up in like a kind of pyramid shape.
Yeah.
With both of them just going to be like,
help.
But obviously, If there was like a minute left to go, they probably would have stopped the fight, separated them, continued. But there's 10 seconds left. What's the point? Let's just let them sit there.
Yeah.
So, judge's decision, 26-19 for Dr. Inferno Jr. And our boy Tenmushi's gone again. Or girl. I presume she's a girl.
Oh, girl. Yeah. What we should really do is contact Lisa Winter and ask her. That's what we should do. We should go, is Tenmushi a boy or a girl?
I do have her on Instagram.
Lisa, if you listen to the show, please send us a message. That's not going to work, but hey, I tried.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to try and not say anything.
Yep.
I think I've pretty much made my feelings very apparent.
Mm-hmm.
So we start to get the the BattleBots trivia segment.
Yep, which at one point is almost interesting, and then other times it really isn't.
So let's see, what was this one? So the hammers used in Son of Waiachi are actually meat tenderizers used in a slaughterhouse. True or false?
Well, I've already seen this, so I know the answer's true.
It is true. Well done.
Hooray.
But see, like, little things like that, like, okay, a wee snippet where it's like you find out a bit of information.
Cool. Yeah, it's actually relevant. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But then, speaking of relevant or irrelevancy, if you will, get a quick look at some of the robots that have died during the taping of the season. And I'm pretty sure none of these robots, or very few of these robots, ever actually appeared on television.
I don't think any of them did. At all.
Yeah. I'm just having a wee look through. Yeah, because there were some of them that looked quite interesting. There's one of them that looked like if Barbarous and Huge had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was Mauler. Mauler was in this segment. So
yeah, getting bump. Yeah, just getting
put in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of funny. But yeah, okay, so Mauler was the only one of note. Anyway, moving on. The next match is Son of Waiachi versus No Apologies. And this is in the heavyweight division?
Super heavyweight. Because this is back when Son of Waiachi is still... it's weird. It's like when they changed the rules to go, no, you can't use that exploit anymore. It's just never been the same.
No. Yeah, it's never quite been the same. I have no truer words can be spoken than their attempt in this match.
Yeah, because it just, the whole time, it just takes a little bit of time to spin up, and then it just doesn't. Anytime it hits against No Apologies, at first you're kind of going, it's not really doing much damage, but to tell what it is, it's not devastating.
It's not spinning as fast as it's meant to.
No. As fast as we know it can go.
Yeah. So, really, because the only damage that is ever really doing to No Apologies is, No Apologies has this giant kind of grill, I guess, for lack of a better word, attached to the front of the robot to try and keep Son of Waiachi at bay. And slowly over the course of the match, that gets like kind of peeled off. But to be honest,
to the
point
thing
where is,
I think they actually lift and flip it away from the weapon because it's like, no, this is actually causing us problems now.
Yeah, I think it's probably causing them drive problems because it's starting to bend and kind of go under the robot.
Yeah.
It's clearly very thinly made anyway. Like it's that kind of thing where it's like it looks like I could probably walk up and bend that if I had the opportunity. So it's like it's visible damage, but it's not impressive. It's not like blowing another robot up, which we've seen Sanawa actually do before, and then sometimes do to itself.
Exactly.
It's, as I say, it's still doing damage, visible damage, but it's just so slow. Like, even the weapon's slow, the drive is slow. No Apologies isn't exactly the speediest robot in the world itself. And then just kind of No Apologies sort of takes very slow control. And then it's like, even No Apologies' weapon is slow. Like, I don't know, is it meant to be like a proper axe or is it meant to be like a crushing axe weapon? Because
Well, the one time
most
it
of the.
uses the actual axe, it brings the axe down and it immediately gets bent out of shape.
Yeah. Like, because there was a couple of times where it's like it had Sonoa actually against the wall. And then the axe just kind of goes, and then just slowly goes back up. So I was like, I don't remember if No Apologies' weapon was supposed to be like a kind of like razor-esque kind of weapon where it
Yeah,
comes
it was
down
moving
slowly.
like a razor crusher. That's what was weird,
Yeah.
yeah.
Or maybe more specifically, Tiberius.
Yes.
Yeah. But then, like, it came down, as you say, that one time where it just kind of went, axe blow. And it's like, okay, that moved fast that time. So I don't understand what the hell this thing's meant to be.
And
And then
then.
that's when it gets torn, well, not torn off, but like bent the other way.
And somehow. No, they actually do the actual announcement for this one as opposed to cutting to one of the presenters looking at the camera and the result was 24 to 21. And the result is 24 to 21 in favor of No Apologies. And we get a
Yep,
breakdown of how
disagree.
it's decided by aggression in the end.
I mean, okay, that I can agree with. That throughout the match, it did seem like No Apologies was significantly more aggressive. But where did they get 5 points for damage? Like, honestly, show me any damage that was done to Sunao Waachi in that fight. If they're going to argue that Sanawa actually not speeding up to its full speed was No Apologies is his fault, then that would be a complete lie because it had nothing to do with No Apologies. Because we get I can't remember if it's after this match or if it's at the end of the show, but we get an interview with Team Sanawa actually, and they just kind of says for some reason. The robot was just running on a lower power
It should
than
have
we
been.
wanted it to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another glitch in the matrix, it seems. But yeah, it was very disappointing because they were very much bigging up this fight. Like, because I think there was a short interview before the fight as well, where they're like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna go out there, we're gonna put on a show for the fans, and we're gonna smash up some robot." And then they kind of came out and goes, "We're sorry. We're sorry, fans." It's like, it's
So
okay. It's okay, buddy.
we then get
I
to
forgive you.
this day in history, and wow, Dirty Derek Young, we forgot about this. The first the time he got his name when he attacked after the bell.
Yep. Yeah, and almost in general, we forgot about Derek Young because, he was out of the tournament significantly quickly this year, so
I didn't
I
forget
don't know
about
if we can.
Derek Young. I never forget about Derek Young. He's the best.
Let's see what you think about him in a couple of years then.
We'll find out.
Because let's just say that. The name definitely still sticks with him.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we move on to our main event of this episode as Huggy Bear takes on Bad Attitude.
So it is Wedge versus Hug of Death.
Yeah, speedy little Wedge boy against the big H.
Yep.
Who's his favourite member of Steps?
Probably Claire.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, but she was mine.
The commentators are very much two things. First of all, they're really trying to get over this hug thing. Like, oh, yeah, he's going to get caught in the hugger. And it's this slow bar that slowly moves side to side. I mean, it works, but it's not exactly riveting. And I think it's telling. The first half of the match is the commentators talking about the team members. They're not even mentioning the fight, because the fight's just sort of happening.
Yeah, because there's nothing happening. Like, it's just Huggy Bear sat in the middle of the arena while Bad Attitude just kind of zooms around him. And then it's not until Huggy Bear literally catches Bad Attitude in the hug zone, or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden they're like, oh shit, something's happening! Something's happening!
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a very unique sort of build of a robot, but it's just, it is what it is. It's very slow moving, and it's not like Bad Attitude really has very much to the robot to kind of make it interesting.
Yeah.
So it's essentially just, the whole fight is just, let's sit and wait till something happens. Okay, it's hugged Bad Attitude, and then nothing happens for another minute, and then Bad Attitude gets fucking yeeted by the kill sauce.
Yep.
And then the match is over.
Mercifully, the match is over.
This was a big slog of a match.
And can you imagine that this was your last bit of robot combat for a week?
That's so nice of you, thanks.
Yep.
Because, like, at the end of the match, like, it ends with Bad Attitude being stuck on top of Huggy Bear, and I'm convinced that Huggy Bear is, like, dying, if not dead, by the time this match ends.
Yeah, I think so too.
Judge's decision, Huggy Bear 30-15.
Hooray. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. What an excellent conclusion. I mean, there's no way that the next episode's going to be worse and it's only going to have two matches.
Blech. Ah, yes.
There was an episode with six matches like a week ago.
Even though two of those matches were jokes.
And hey, I mean, but hey, okay, there might just be two matches, but they might be high quality matches.
Oh, that was silly. That was, yeah. This is the Star Wars meme.
Right.
Oh, there's only two matches in this episode, but they were high quality matches, right? Cuts to Anakin with a look at his face, right?
So they try so hard. See at the start of the program, like, oh, it's a grudge match. No, it's not. Oh, these guys are friends, but tonight they're enemies. No one cares. No one cares, including the roboteers. Everyone is just sitting going, what the fuck are we doing? So, it is Savatage versus Mini Biohazard, also known as Zion.
Yes.
So this is in the round of 16, because we don't see most of the quarterfinals in this tournament.
No. They just decided to skip that entirely.
It's not the most egregious ones. The heavyweights, we're not going to see the semi-finals. I love them. So, Zion, as I said, kind of basically, it is literally the mini biohazard design. Savatage is a robot we've met before. It is a two-wheeled robot with the kind of jaw/flipper robot.
Yeah. The one kind of thing that Zion has that's different from Biohazard is it has the teeniest, tiniest little slither of metal that kind of props up. So it can use that as, like, a clamp.
Yeah, like a... So it's kind of like a complete control and Biohazard.
Like, if complete control and Biohazard had a weird baby.
And it's still in its adolescent phase because it's a middleweight.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like sometimes when you get certain kids and then people say, oh, well, it doesn't look anything like you at all. Like everybody says, I look nothing like my dad, but look a lot like my mum. And so I imagine this is how Zion is like. It's like, oh, you look nothing like... You look nothing like Complete Control, but you look a lot like Biohazard.
So, this match takes ages to get into second gear.
Yeah.
The first 2 minutes are just two robots kind of poking. And it's just like when... This is the problem is... Come on, guys. It's not like you're doing a live show.
Both of you are flippers. Start flipping something.
No, I'm not even meaning this. I'm meaning the Battlelords team. This is a live show. There is no way that this is in the 60 most captivating matches that you guys did at this taping.
Yeah. Like, well, I've said it before and we'll say it again. It's like, I would love to watch, like, every BattleBots match that was recorded, just purely for the fact to see which ones didn't make the TV show that would probably be arguably 10 times better than most of the stuff that was on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So literally because I can see the clock in the background, a minute and a half before something exciting happens where Sabotage...
Please don't credit Savatage as anything as interesting as Sabaton.
I was about to mention how every time I went to write Savatage, I almost typed Sabaton in my notes. And there you go. It just happened. It happened live and in person. So about a minute and a half it takes before Savatage actually does anything interesting, and it manages to catch the flipper weapon of Zion and then kind of lift it up. It was very short-lived, and then Zion manages to clamp Sabotage mm-hmm. and then take over the pulverizer, because he spends like almost the entire fight up with the little bar. And I think Bill Dwyer said something along the lines of it's checking for wind.
Yeah.
which did kind of break, like, the other guy, I cannot mind his name. Like, because you could just hear him kind of chuckling in the background. It's like, yeah, that one genuinely got him.
I mean, to be fair, it's a great joke.
Yeah. And,
by these guys' standards.
Yeah, like, as I said, a week or two ago, like, on the occasion, like, Bill Dwyer does come out with something genuinely funny. Savatage almost ends his own run for the giant nut as it gets too close to the big screws on the side and almost gets itself flipped over. And the last sort of like 30 seconds or so was just back to pushing and prodding, really. So we go to the judge's decision, and I think this is the closest judge's decision in BattleBots history.
I think it is literally the closest decision you can have, because I think it's 23 to 22.
Was this the one where they said there was a split decision?
It would be, I imagine.
Yeah, so 23-22, judge's decision goes to Zion. And
I would say
honest,
a wee bit surprising.
I think, like, I think I can see why. Like, Zion did get, like, a couple more grips on Sabotage than the other way around. So maybe it was just, it's purely like they managed to nab that one extra grip that kind of controlled the fight for a little bit, and that's why they took it. But you cannot get closer than that.
Nope.
I mean, for it being a slog of a match, unfortunately, but nevertheless. But surely this next one will be an absolute barn burner. If we're only going to
Get some interviews with the fans, and we get a trivia question. I mean, the trivia question is kind of insultingly stupid, but it is a trivia question.
Yep. Yeah.
Which
this
of
is
these
like,
is legal? Da da da. Like a nuclear bomb. A razor dildo, or
I've actually got it up here if you want me to read it out. Which
Dalek,
of the following?
A Dalek stingray thing.
Which of the following is allowed on a BattleBot? An external combustion engine, a nuclear weapon, sulfuric acid, or a long pointed stick?
I don't care.
Why do I feel like a robot finally has a combustion engine?
I don't know, and I don't care. Can we just get on with this show so we can get to next week in a good show?
But what if we had an interview with fans just like you, Alan? Just like you.
Oh, they're idiots too.
Who's your favourite robot, Alan?
My favourite robot? Well, it's interesting you should ask. It really depends on the context. And
just give me a one word answer, you piece of shit.
Has
it? Okay. If you built a robot, what would it be like?
It would have lasers for eyes.
Cool. Who would you want to see fight a celebrity?
I would like to see Son of Waiachi fight
Sam Smith.
No. Christian Horner, why not?
Who's that?
The head of Red Bull Racing.
I see.
Alan's
can you tell?
Yeah, we're avoiding this.
Can you tell that we do not want to talk about this next match?
Right, let's talk about it very quickly. So it's Slap 'em Silly, that's the robot that was bought on the internet, versus Wedge of Doom, which is fast and well driven. The match ends in a judge's decision 39-6. So that kind of tells you how much Wedge of Doom dominated.
Yes. Fair dues for Slap 'em Silly hanging in the entire match, but you could have literally just put down the control for 3 minutes and it would have been about the same difference, really.
They just don't have the speed. They don't have the ground clearance. It's just it's brutal.
Yes, it's this was complete and utter domination from, you know, someone that's been about since, at the very least that I can remember, but maybe even longer than that. I remember Wedge of Doom was part of the 1999 championships of BattleBots, the lost BattleBots. But we go see one of their fights. I can't remember if it was in Robot Wars beforehand. Don't know if you remember.
Who? I don't remember. I'll be honest, Chris, I'm already kind of falling asleep. I've spent my morning watching this shit. And I want to sleep.
Yeah. The only interesting thing that happened in this match was there was one point where Wedge of Doom picks up Slap'em Silly like a pizza. That bit amused me highly.
Yep, that bit was actually pretty cool. Yeah, I'll give you that.
And as we said, 39-6, Wedge of Doom advances to the next round. Let's get out of here. We look at the Bot Hall of Fame.
Yes, which they've never featured before.
No, it's just like, oh, we've got a Hall of Fame, do you?
Yeah, that would be nice if you'd mentioned it, like, ever.
Yeah. They apparently have a Death by Monkeys tribute for some reason, because, you know, that's such an iconic robot. It's clearly just somebody's house. That, like, they've just, like, can we use this house for, like, half an hour? And then they have a couple of plaques on one of the walls for Hazard, the Master, Dissector.
I mean, to be fair, that is good picks.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then, obviously, the newest addition to the Hall of Fame is Vlad the Impaler, naturally.
Which, yeah.
So, I have not noted down these fights, but what I did note down was, holy shit, they recapped a bunch of unaired fights.
Yeah, which is the quarterfinals, because they're actually going, right, okay, let's take this seriously for 5 fucking minutes. So, we find out, speaking of Death by Monkeys, it got jobbed out to Dr. Inferno. Gamma Raptor defeated Hexy Jr. because, the Raptor team are good at the moment. And Code Black pounded her Capoundin.
I was so convinced you were going to be able to pronounce that properly. Congrats.
Which means that your first 3 semi-finalists in the lightweight tournament are Dr. Inferno, Gamma Raptor, and Code Black. Meanwhile, in the middleweights, in the 1 quarterfinal we're not going to feature, we see SOB defeat Raph Jr. In the heavyweight, Voltronic defeats Omega 13. Voltronic has a new look that looks quite interesting. Shame we don't see it for a while. In fact, yeah. The first time we actually see it is, spoiler alert, the final of the tournament.
Huh. Funny. Why does that keep happening?
I mean, at least they're not doing it to Gary Jin this time.
Yes.
So, also in the super heavyweight division...
it's our favourite.
New Cruelty is back. Everyone's favourite 75-wheeler. And it defeats... No Apologies.
and then makes a pun.
Yay!
Then makes a pun after the fight.
And then we meet the father of BattleBots.
Yay!
And that was this set of two shows. We've got six episodes left. And thankfully, from next episode is when they actually go, no, let's actually take it seriously. Let's actually do it properly.
Yeah. We've got six episodes left. Better make it seem as if this is an actual tournament.
Yeah.
I actually did admittedly kind of like that like last segment. Just because, like, they... Well, for one, we got appearance of La Machine.
Yay! Very briefly.
And then they told a very brief story of how they were loaned, like, 500 bones from the lad, and they presented him with a check back for that 500 beans.
See, that's the reason the show was running the whole time.
And paid backers.
And now that they've paid back that 500, they can retire happy.
Now they've paid that 500 back, they're flat out broke.
A bit like the talent pool in these last two episodes.
I mean, what an episode to go out on for this episode. Episode 14, jeez. Like, I would be pissed if I was watching this weekly.
Yep.
Because even, I know we've said it before, I'll say it one more time. Sometimes they just put on random fights for no fucking reason. Surely there must have been a fight. Like, they could even just go, here's a Son of Waiachi, yeah, they're out of the tournament now, but here's a fight that they had earlier on in the season, where it's a 30-second fight where it blows somebody up. Just for something exciting to end this episode on, but it's like, nope. Like, why did they need a recap at the end of every episode to show you what you just seen? Like, we were there, we watched it, we don't need reminded of it.
Americans.
Goddamn short attention span.
Sorry, were you saying something?
Sorry, hear you?
Where am I? Why is my mic here? Anyway, we'll be back next week. BattleBots finally starts taking things seriously.
Thank God.